This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil.
On behalf of everyone whose story could only be written in the greatest nation on earth, I accept your nomination to be president of the United States of America.
And with that, U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris is officially the Democratic nominee for president of the United States, urging Americans to seize a precious, fleeting opportunity to move beyond political divisions and the threat of what she says Republican Donald Trump on Thursday as she closed out the Democratic National Convention. Meanwhile, in the U.S. state of Arizona, her rival, former President Trump, visited the border to highlight immigration as Democrats accused him of sabotaging progress. In a speech, Trump blasted Vice President Harris for ending construction of the border wall, allowing migrants to cross into the U.S. and heightening crimes committed by a handful of migrants.
It's running, and I don't think you can let her. This country is not ready for a Marxist president. She will never build the wall. She doesn't want to build the wall. She's only saying if she changes her mind, it's only because she wants to get elected, because who wouldn't want to have a strong border? You need strong borders and strong elections, and we have neither.
Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky made his first visit to the border area where his forces launched their surprise offensive on Russia 2 weeks ago. During the visit on Thursday, he said Kyiv's military had taken control of another Russian village and captured more prisoners of war. This is VOA News. Palestinian health officials say that Israeli airstrikes have killed at least 16 people in Gaza Strip. The Al-Aqsa Martyrs Hospital received the bodies, which were counted by an Associated Press reporter and included in the remains of a woman and three children after strikes overnight and into Thursday. Venezuela's Supreme Justice Tribunal on Thursday ratified President Nicolas Maduro's victory in the July 28th presidential election, sealing institutional backing for the ruling party as the disputed contest fades from international headlines. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner.
On Thursday, Chief Justice Caraclia Rodriguez said the Supreme Tribunal had reviewed material from the Electoral Authority and that Maduro's win was valid. The opposition party, however, says the Supreme Court has no constitutional right to carry out any electoral functions, making its ruling null. The opposition, led by Edmundo Gonzalez, had published election results which gave him 67% support. The Electoral Authority said Maduro won just over half of the votes, but has not published full tallies. Many Western countries have urged full publication of the results. Thursday's Supreme Court ratification gives Maduro, who took office in 2013, another six-year term starting in January.
Reuters' Freddie Joyner. Sudanese health minister has said on Wednesday the country has recorded nearly 600 cholera cases since now announcing a cholera epidemic on July 23rd. From Reuters, Alice Rizzo.
Here is Sudanese Health Minister Haitham Mohamed Ibrahim.
We have sent investigative and monitoring teams to identify the locations that are contagious, the water in some places, and the drinking from the ponds. We have distributed chlorine with the help of UNICEF and the World Health Organization, and we have opened treatment and isolation centers in several neighborhoods in Kassala and Al-Qadarif states.
The country is also suffering the world's largest hunger crisis, with some 25.6 million people suffering acute hunger, and the healthcare system is in disarray due to the lack of access to aid in many of the country's provinces.
That's Reuters correspondent Alex Rizzo reporting. You find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.